The US Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has warned Pakistan it must stop offering safe haven to the Taliban or face unspecified consequences. It follows President Donald Trump's announcement of a new strategy to force the Taliban to the negotiating table in Afghanistan. Rex Tillerson has also revealed the US has had discussions with China and Russia about possible roles in Afghanistan. But America's chief diplomat hasn't been able to shed any more light on how many extra troops will be sent to the war-torn country, only saying it'll be announced when a decision is made. Chief Foreign Correspondent Philip Williams has just returned from the State Department in Washington. Philip, what was the main message to Pakistan from the Secretary of State?
Well, the main message was that you've got to stop giving safe haven to groups like the Taliban, groups that he said could threaten the very stability of Pakistan itself. Here's how he put it.
Over the last few years, there's been a real erosion in the confidence between our two governments. There's been an erosion in trust because we have witnessed terrorist organizations being given safe haven inside of Pakistan to plan and carry out attacks against U.S. servicemen, U.S. officials, disrupting peace efforts inside of Afghanistan.
The U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson speaking there, and Philip Williams is with us. Philip, did we get any new information about how this plan is actually going to work?
Well, yes and no. We've got some detail in the sense that this is a multifaceted attempt to reset the region to get the Taliban to come to the table. But he did say that it's not going to be easy and that they have to really, in a sense, militarily force the Taliban to that table. And here's how he put it.
We're not going to signal ahead an increase, a decrease, the timing of any of that. It will be driven by conditions on the ground. The only way we can defeat an enemy that is as nimble and as cagey tactically as this enemy is we have to be as cagey and tactical as they are. And we've not been fighting that way.
Phil, there have been reports that the Russians have been supplying weapons to the Taliban. Did Mr. Tillerson have anything to say about that?
Yes, he did. Now, there have not been official confirmations that this is happening, and of course the Russians absolutely deny it. But here's what he said. It's pretty clear what he means.
To the extent Russia is supplying arms to the Taliban, that is a violation, obviously, of international norms, and it's a violation of UN Security Council norms. We certainly would object to that and call Russia's attention to that. If anyone's going to supply arms, it needs to be through the Afghan government.
The US Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, and before him, our Chief Foreign Correspondent Philip Williams in Washington.